Hello.
Hello. Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. Could you be so kind, ma'am, and share your opinion with us on the survey about women's rights here in America? I'll be very brief.
Okay.
Now, first of all, the first question, Miss, the whole survey, I have to read it verbatim as it is, okay? And I'm not trying to insult your intelligence with this question, but do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, thank you for asking this, for answering. What is the year of your birth?
1981.
You sound very young, that's fine. Okay, mm-hmm. Moving forward. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Yes, I'm registered.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Yes, you are?
Yes.
Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or?
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican? Okay, mm-hmm. Moving forward. What is your race? Hispanic, Latino, Hispanic origin, Middle Eastern, Pacific Islander?
Yeah, Hispanic.
Okay, moving forward. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, the future of the country?
Negative.
What about the future of the planet?
Negative.
What about your own future?
I hope it's positive.
I hope you too. Okay, I do too. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Zero.
Okay. And of the following issues, which three are the most important to you? National security, racism, discrimination, education, climate change, immigration, crime, abortion access, health care, mental health, student loans, economy and cost of living, or gun violence?
Economy and cost of living.
Okay. Can you pick two more, please? Most important.
Mm-hmm. Crime.
Crime. Okay.
And education.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about this chapter of your life right now, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most, advancing in your career? Economic security and financial independence, contributing to positive change in your community, hobbies and free time activities, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, work-life balance, your education, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, improving or maintaining physical health, improving or maintaining mental health. Can you please pick up to three?
Improving mental health, improving health.
Physical health?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like me to repeat some of the other?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, contributing to positive change in your community, hobbies and free time activities, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, work
that one. Yep.
Having or caring for children.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Being a member of your racial ethnic group, your role in relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your personality, your sexual orientation, being young, your spiritual religious beliefs, being American, your hobbies or interests, being a woman, or your profession. Which?
Can you repeat the question again?
Yeah. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity?
Okay. And the questions were again?
Your election could be being a member of your racial ethnic group, your role.
Yes,
your role
in that one.
That one? What about your role mm-hmm. in relationships, like being a mother,
yes.
caregiver,
yes.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your personality, your sexual orientation, being young, your spiritual religious beliefs, being a
spiritual American. Religion beliefs.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, I can get you back to your day. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following: happiness, exhaustion, disappointment, sadness, dread, hope, anger, frustration, or pride.
I put it in the back of the car. Yes, it fell. Excuse me, I was on the phone. If you would have gave me 1 second so I could answer this last question. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Happiness, exhaustion, disappointment, sadness, dread, hope, anger, frustration, or pride?
Anger and exhaustion.
Okay. Moving forward. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
That one.
See?
Yeah.
Okay. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. The two-party system, systemic racism, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, too many old white men in power, not enough people.
Yep, that one.
Okay. Okay. What about not enough people getting involved to make our voice heard?
Yes.
Corporate money has too much influence, power-hungry politicians seeking control, or division and gridlock between political parties?
The second one you said.
Corporate money has too much influence or power-hungry politicians seeking control?
Yeah, power-hungry, whatever, seeking control.
Yep. Now, how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Ballot initiatives, like proposed laws that the public votes on directly, does that affect you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Yeah, a lot.
What about President Biden?
A lot.
What about the Supreme Court?
A lot.
What about your city government?
A lot.
Congress?
A lot.
Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions?
Not so much.
Somewhat a little?
Yeah, somewhat.
What about your state government?
A lot.
Okay, moving forward. Now we're almost done here. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Is that very motivating for you to participate, or somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat motivated.
What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. How does that sound to you?
That sounds good. They need to put that in.
So does this sound very motivating for you? Somewhat motivating?
Yeah, very motivating.
What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Does that motivate you a lot, somewhat?
Yes, motivate.
And in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Does this motivate you very motivating, somewhat motivating, or not at all motivating?
Not at all.
Okay, moving forward. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Contacting or attending an event with your elected representative. Is that very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Somewhat effective.
Boycotting a company.
Is effective.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
What about signing a petition?
Very effective.
Attending a protest?
Very effective.
sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Very effective.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Very effective.
Voting in elections?
Very effective.
Now, Miss, we're at 75% finish, okay? So I'm going to read it. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. The candidates didn't represent your values. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You did not have time to vote. You didn't know enough about the candidates, or none of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you face other obstacles.
None of the above. I always vote.
Okay, moving forward. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more and or less in the political system, okay? Young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAP representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Does this cause you to engage a lot more, engage a little bit more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Okay.
Will this cause you to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
A little more. What about in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country, and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Does this cause you to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot more? A lot more. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand the corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. How does that make you feel? Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less.
Yeah, that will make me want to engage a little more. Mm-hmm.
And the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan, projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like these for a livable and sustainable future. Does this cause you to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a lot more.
Okay, now we're finished almost now. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? Facebook, national TV news stations, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, podcasts, local TV news station, international news outlets?
Between Facebook and the news.
And the news, okay. And thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? Humor, memes, business, finance, sports, news, current events, hobbies, tips or hacks, health, beauty, self-care, science, technology, music, government, politics, shows, movies. You may choose up to two.
Hobbies and current events.
Okay, moving forward. Now, the last questions, Miss, are just for statistical purposes, okay? what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school diploma.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else? And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to insult it.
Heterosexual or straight.
Okay, I'm not trying to insult your intelligence. Just, I got to read them verbatim. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18? Under
yes.
The age of 18? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or a student?
Temporary laid off.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
I voted for that sucker Biden.
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I believe it was probably like around 30,000.
Okay. And Ms., this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation. Muchas gracias and pasa buena noche. Good evening. Okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye bye. You do understand Spanish, don't you? Okay.